Friday, going into the long weekend. Every Friday, we talk to our friend Megan from Camp By Mama. You can find her on Instagram at Camp By Mama. You've had some really funny posts lately, Megan. We've been laughing over here, Jenna
definitely,
and I.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll keep them coming. We all got to laugh, right?
Yeah, definitely. Going into Labor Day weekend, you have a bunch of events happening here in Connecticut, but we also have one happening on Tuesday with Star. It's a huge show. Noah Kahan, he's going to be playing at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, and I'll be at the Star Tent before the show. So if you're going to see Noah Kahan, Duchess Restaurants, I'll be hanging out with them. We're doing free lunch for a year you can sign up for. And this is going to be a huge show. He's kind of blown up over these past few years and become a huge artist. So I know he's got a lot of fans here in Connecticut, so it should be really fun on Tuesday.
That sounds like a lot of fun. On my list, I have music on Church Lane. This is in downtown Westport. Summer music, Saturday, 6 p.m. to 9, a dose of rock, folk, jazz, and blues. And then all weekend long, Lusha Town Farm in Weston will be offering free events to celebrate their educational center opening. A huge milestone for our community. It's a family-filled day of blacksmithing, book reading, hayride, pony rides, and so much more, and that is on Sunday at 9 a.m. Kevin, have you ever taken your family to the Lusha Farm in Weston?
I actually haven't, but this sounds amazing. Like, this event sounds cool, but it also sounds like a neat place to go with the fam.
Yes, they also offer a bunch of other events, but this weekend, the Educational Center is a grand opening, so check that one out. Okay, also going on this weekend, St. Leo's Fair. This is in Stamford. That's on Saturday, September 2nd, 2 to 11 p.m., food, rides, games, and more. And then also National Wildlife Day. This is at Connecticut's Beardley Zoo on Labor Day. This is a national day, and it's an opportunity to learn about endangered species, prevention, and conservation efforts around the world. And also this weekend, the Bruce Museum in Greenwich. My family loves this museum. They have their family gallery tours. That's on Sunday from 11 to 12. Tour the museum's exhibits. Families will be able to engage in conversation about the art, science, and do hands-on activities. Tour is free with admission to the museum. Finishing off this week with my mom quote. Are you guys ready for this week's?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
When anyone asks me how the first week of school went, I'm alive.
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
I made it. I made it this far. It's good.
Yeah, made it. I know there's a couple school districts maybe that are going back next week, which are the luckiest people ever, because I feel like so many people started this past week leading up to Labor Day.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I've been hitting my pillow and literally like dying at night because it's just getting back into a routine and trying not to forget anything, and like Gianna's instrument, we almost forgot on the, you know, her first violin class.
Oh, no.
The drama.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for finding time to, you know, tell us about all the great events happening this weekend. We really appreciate it.
Of course. I will share more next week.
Awesome. Camp By Mama. You can find her on Instagram at Camp By Mama. Thanks so much, Megan. Have a great weekend, all right?
Thank you. You too.